Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, November 11th, 2024. Flash in the Pan's Community Steel Drum Band is now accepting applications for Summer 2025's Monday Night Pan Dances, which are a benefit for nonprofit organizations around the state who receive half of the profits. Interested nonprofits can apply at flashinthepans.org. Applications close on December 31st, and no late applications can be considered. Tomorrow evening, Tuesday, November 12th at 6 p.m. at the Wilson Museum in Castine, Elizabeth Rogers will present The Archaeology of El Niño, Stories of Climate Change from the Coast of Peru. The description reads, quote, "Beyond the study of past cultures, archaeology can tell us about the history of Earth systems and human experiences of climate change. Archaeologists have been studying El Niño, a recurring climate phenomenon that severely impacts the north coast of Peru, for over 40 years, learning how past societies managed sudden changes in the system over time." Elizabeth Rogers, a PhD student at the University of Maine, will explore what artifacts, sites, and landscapes tell us about connections between people and climate, and how this history can help us think about climate change affecting communities today, even here in Maine. End quote. That's happening tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Wilson Museum in Castine, and also via Zoom. For more information or to register for the Zoom link, go to wilsonmuseum.org/calendar. The Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center is offering a Stress Reduction for the Holidays workshop in person and online on November 21st from 4 to 5 p.m. The class is free and open to all. And here's the description of that, quote, "Do you find the holidays stressful? For many, the holiday season is a time of rushing around with too much to do, overeating, family tension, and stress. Take a break from the hectic holiday pace and learn how the practice of mindfulness, gratitude, and simple relaxation techniques can reduce stress and put joy back into the holiday season. In this workshop, we will learn and practice simple relaxation techniques, explore how the practice of mindfulness can change your experience, participate in a guided gratitude practice, learn additional helpful tips to keep stress at bay, and create new traditions for a more meaningful holiday," end quote. The Beth C. Wright Center is also offering Gentle Yoga with Mary Klein on Wednesdays through November with a focus on gratitude and heart-centered practices. Quote, "As the fall season deepens and we approach the day when many of us offer thanks for the blessings in our lives, we invite you to join us for a month of gratitude yoga. During our sessions, we will explore yoga poses that help us become more aware of and open our hearts. We will also study energy and acupressure points that help us access our hearts and the feelings of gratitude. Whether you hope to become more aware of or open your heart, or just want to enjoy yoga in a supportive atmosphere, you are invited to join and explore through our gentle yoga classes," end quote. The yoga class is also free, open to all, and available either in person at the Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center in Ellsworth or via Zoom. All experience levels are welcome. The yoga classes are taking place every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. through November. For more information and to register for the Zoom link for the stress reduction workshop or the weekly yoga classes, or both, you can call the Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center. Their number is 664-0339. You can email them at info@bethwrightcancercenter.org or go to their website, bethwrightcancercenter.org. And Wright is spelt with a W. All of these links will be available in the archives of today's program. If you didn't catch something, you can go look at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.